here we are again. A grand day, isn't it, Rosemary?
Truly so, Bing. And look, here's Ken Carpenter.
Hi, Rosemary. Glad to see you.
Oh, we got to have Ken with us.
We make quite a trio, don't you think?
Three musketeers, you might say.
Yeah, sort of three characters in search of an audience. You might say that,
yes,
too, you
know.
I like this broadcasting in triplicate.
We've got enough here for the terzetto.
We're like three little peas in a pod, aren't we? Of course, I don't suppose we should call that a tripod, should we?
I wouldn't do that. I think trio is really as far as we should go. Or maybe a triumvirate.
Mm-hmm.
That's clever. You know, like the Ritz brothers, the Andrews sisters, the McGuire sisters.
Or the Three Stooges.
Yeah, and don't forget Kukla, Fran, and Ollie.
And just Rosie and me and Kenneth makes three. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, we certainly picked an auspicious day to return to the air, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Leap year day, February 29th. We're taking good advantage of the extra day, aren't we?
That's right. We've got a romance going with dear old CBS.
And quel romance.
Quel romance. On account of leap year, CBS proposed to us and we accepted, didn't we?
Yeah, we said yes.
Something like that. Only, didn't we propose to CBS and weren't they the ones who said yes?
Well, in any event, here we are, and inasmuch as this is the first show, don't you think it'd be nice if you and Bing would kick the thing off with one of your very stylish duets?
I think you've hit upon a very good suggestion there, Ken. Rosie, you've been thinking, or have you got any particular ideas about what we ought to sing now?
Yes, I thought we could do Will You Still Be Mine.
Will you still... Well, there, we haven't mm-hmm. done that in some time, have we?
No, it always goes pretty smooth, too. I see Buddy Cole's got it here on the rack.
Oh, yes. He's very busy in this arrangement, too, if I recall. Needs about four hands.
Yeah.
Well, if he's ready and got it on the rack, I guess there's nothing to prevent us from just going smack dab, taking a whiz at it, a swing at it. Here's Will You Still Be Mine, written by Tom Adair and Matt Dennis.
Ah, when lovers make no rendezvous to stroll along Fifth Avenue, when this familiar world is through, will you still be mine?
When cabs don't drive around the park, no windows light the summer dark, when love has lost its secret spark, will you still be mine?
When moonlight on the Hudson's not romancing, glamour girls have lost their charms,
when sirens just mean false alarms,
when lovers heed no call to arms, will you still be mine?
When Clooney starts to show Ferrer the way to play Monsieur Beaucaire, he'll rave and rant and tear his hair for fair. Will you still be mine?
When Catherine starts in teaching Bing the way he ought to sing and swing, that day he may take back the ring.
You're not kidding.
Will you still be mine?
When moonlight on the Hudson River not romancing,
and spring no longer turns a young man's fancy,
when glamour girls have lost their charms,
when sirens just mean false alarms,
when lovers heed no call to arms, will you still be mine?
Now, Bing, how about doing a solo?
Why, of course, Rosie, the microphone is yours.
Not me, you.
Me? And where are you going, Rosie?
I'm going to sit right here and listen.
I'm going to sit right down here and listen to the song, Remarkable Fortitude.
Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. Heartache number one was when you left me. I never knew that I could hurt this way. And heartache number two was when you came back again. You came back but never meant to stay. Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. Heartache number three was when you called me and said that you were coming back to stay. With hopeful heart I waited for your knock on the door. I waited, but you must have lost your way. Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
Rosie, ladies, I suppose, are always interested in new chapeaux, aren't they?
Oh, indeed, yes, Bing. New hats always thrill us gals.
How do caps affect you?
Caps?
Mm-hmm. I've heard about a new cap that may, well, it might just capture your fancy.
Tell us more. We'll wear anything. Hats, caps, flower pots, fruit baskets, acrobats.
Well, this cap is a bottle cap. It's supposed to get all the ketchup out of the bottle.
Clap hands.
Clever invention, eh?
Oh, it sure is. But I'd be happy with a cap that just got the ketchup started.
Oh, getting a new bottle of ketchup started, that's really, really something, isn't it? I've whacked many a bottle on the bottom in my day.
And got yourself splashed, too, I'll bet.
Yeah, but not so you'd notice it.
What do you mean, not so I'd notice it?
Well, I'll tell you what I do. When I start a new bottle of ketchup, I always wear my red fox hunting coat.
Tally-ho! What a brain!
Pretty foxy of me, huh?
Oh, you're keen. Thinking all the time.
You betcha. With this new cap for the ketchup bottle, I think our troubles are going to be considerably lessened. In fact, I'm thinking of just throwing my hammer away.
You hammer ketchup out of a bottle?
Well, I use a rubber hammer.
Oh.
I got a very delicate touch. Just like, what's that, Red Norville?
Yeah.
Like a safecracker, too, like Jimmy Valentine. I take in sandpaper with my fingertips.
Yes, well, that's good.
Still with me?
Yeah, I'm right with you. I may call on you if I lose the combination to my safe.
Well, please do. And remember, I'm also an excellent ketchup starter. I know just how far to go when it comes to tapping the bottle.
Actually, I think fighting a ketchup bottle is fun.
Fun?
It's practically the only exercise I get.
Well, with this new cap, it's going to be a pretty simple operation from what I gather.
Sooner or later, all problems seem to fall victims to the technological advance, don't they?
I guess so. Science and invention softens all obstacles sooner or later.
Including the ketchup bottle.
Yeah. You know what? From now on, I'll have to take up fox hunting. If I want to wear my fox hunting coat at all.
Oh, you're not a fox hunter?
No. No, I just wear the red coat for ketchup.
Yeah, well, that's life. Sure. You know, sooner get one problem settled than another one pops up.
But I'm not going to throw away my coat. I guarantee that. I may join John Houston over in Ireland and take up with the horses set there.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Shouldn't someone chase a fox through an arrangement now, huh?
Check with Buddy Cole, master
fox?
Of the hounds.
Master of the hounds. Away we go. Yoikes.
Just once more. But you were on the ship, and I was on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all the while my heart is whispering some other harbor lights will steal your love from me.
One of those who'll be bringing Bing and Rosie to you in the weeks to come will be Norcross greeting cards. There's a Norcross card for just about every occasion and for just about any mood, sentimental, silly, serious, or simply sincere. There's always something new from Norcross. So pick the card with the N on the back. Norcross cards say the things you want to say and say them best.
Flashy, boys. Buddy, tricky.
What's the action now, Bing?
Loaded. I thought we might do a number that was introduced by Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers in a picture called The Barclays of Broadway.
Oh, they can't take that away from me.
Is that the one? Yeah, that's the song from the piece. Fred showed me the whole routine once. Got my taps on and everything.
Good. You can wear a top hat and tails.
Yeah, well, this golf cap and safari shorts will just have to do.
Very shorts.
My knees come off very bad on television. I guess for the radio version, though, I think what I'm wearing might be...
Sure. You look very cute.
Cute?
Yeah.
The way you wear your hat.
You sip your tea. The memory of all that.
No, they can't take that away from me.
The way your smile just beams.
A grinny one, ain't it?
The way you sing off key.
For me?
Not constantly. The way you haunt my dreams. No, they can't take that away from me.
We may never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife.
Dance till three. The way you've changed my life. No, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away. Till three, the way you've changed my life. No, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
That was real pretty, if I do say so myself.
If you don't, I will.
How'd you like it, Ken?
Oh, wonderful, but gee, I'm all shook up.
That's the very effect we strive to achieve with this sort of number. Aloha for today, folks. Rosie and I now relinquish these facilities.
Until tomorrow, that is. Same time, same station. Shall we get together?
Thanks for dialing us in. See you tomorrow.
Au revoir, arrivederci, toodaloo, pip, pip, carry on.
The Bing Crosby Rosemary Clooney program was produced in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.